Vossi and Brini having a bit of a break over the school holiday period. The missile, James Magnusson and myself, Jimmy, in for the next couple of weeks. Well, the next couple of days, unless we get Lee from yesterday, if her partner wins the trip to the State of Origin 3.
Yeah, you may I'm out not of here. Be. Or if one of us win the Powerball tonight.
That's right. We're out.
We won't, you know, be if here. I win Powerball, I'll take you with me, Jimmy.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll take you with me.
Oh, mate, that's there all right. You go. Done. I'm in the same with you.
Sweet.
I had no intention of buying a ticket to that, and now I will.
We're now a 2 in 5 million chance of winning the Powerball tonight.
Okay. If I win Celebrity Apprentice 2, I'll take you somewhere as well. Oh, hang on. That's our next guest, Benji Marshall. He's on the line. G'day, Benj.
Oh, boys. Celebrity Apprentice, huh?
You had a swimmer on the show with you, Benji, Bronte Campbell.
Yeah, I love Bronte. She was such a nice person, but she was actually, I thought she got voted off earlier than she should have because she was, like, out of everyone. I think she was probably the smartest. She had me covered anyway, but she made me look good in the final. I brought her back to help me, and without her, I don't know if I would have won.
Yeah, she's a nice girl, Bronte.
Ah, very smart. Hey, by the way, we're here to catch up about the Benji Marshall on Monday nights. Every episode of the show, Benji, is going to be available on KO Freebie. So that's fantastic. How have you been enjoying it, Benj, having your own show?
Oh, it's tough. I'll be honest, it's hard, man. Like, when I retired from footy, I didn't expect to be hosting a show. That was it's quite different. You know, I was actually a little bit rattled at the start. Like, it's been, you know, from where it was at the start to where it is now, I feel like I've gotten better. But it's like when you ride a bike for the first time, it's just, it's weird and it's awkward, and it's honestly felt like that for ages. So the longer it has gone on, the more comfortable I've gotten. But geez, got a long way to go, Jimmy. Honestly, it's hard work, live TV.
Yeah. Did you watch anything else? Did you, whether it be domestically or internationally, and whether it's humorous or anything, did you watch anything and say, oh, okay, I want to try and find a style or some techniques that you like?
Well, no, because it sort of got sprung on us sort of with only sort of 3 or 4 weeks ago before the season, when they decided that we're going to do it. And then it's just been sort of working out what sort of works, you know, what sort of show it's going to be. We're sort of still figuring that out at the moment, to be honest. You know, but I feel like we're starting to find a bit of a groove, getting to know the players a bit more personally, more than the footy side of things. And I guess, you know, everyone, well, they think they know the players from watching them on the footy field. And then when they come on my show, I sort of try and bring out the other side of them that people don't get to see, you know, a bit more relaxed, a bit more podcast sort of style chatting, which is hard to try and do. So you got to get to know the players quite well before you can break those sort of barriers. So it's been challenging, but at the same time, like, it's been great getting to know all the boys.
So are you telling us you didn't try and model your interviewing techniques off Buzz Rothfield on NRL 360?
Oh, look, no, I did. I did try. He's my inspiration, Buzz. On this, so thanks for that.
You've basically had the who's who of rugby league on the show. Yeah. The guest list has been unbelievable. Who's been your favourite or your best guest on the show so far?
Oh, I mean, yeah, look, I guess I'm lucky that I have to reach out to the boys personally and try and ask them to come on the show, you know, and to be fair, almost all of them have said yes and been up for it and then been willing to help out, which has been fantastic. But, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint one favourite, but I reckon I had Latrell Mitchell on maybe 2 weeks ago. And for me, just getting to see everyone else to see the side of Latrell that I get to see when I played with him was nice to, because I don't think a lot of people get to see Latrell talking about how important women are in his life, and just the dad side of Latrell. We only see the footballer side where he's quite a beast and quite, like, aggressive, you know. So it was nice to break down those barriers and see him talk openly about himself and his family, which, that's what I'm enjoying, you know. So I'm going to try and keep running down that road a bit.
Yeah, no, that's the really fascinating part about it too. So people having to reveal parts of themselves that people didn't previously know, which is exactly what you did in Celebrity Apprentice. How did you find that process, Benji? With, I think it was the pitch to Stan that James has been talking about a lot, about not knowing your father growing up. You know, when you look back at it for example? Were you comfortable with it, or did it make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, no, very comfortable with it. At the time, it was very hard to find the courage to talk about a lot of those things. I mean, you know, and it's a story that I've never really told to anyone, you know, and I guess I'm just in a position now where I'm comfortable with where I'm at. And, you know, I guess the other part of it is, as men, you know, I don't want to get too deep, but as men, we don't often share enough our vulnerabilities or express how we're feeling or show emotion or vulnerability. And, you know, to be able to do that for me, I guess it was organic, but the way it was received from other men who have since reached out and said, hey, thanks for being so vulnerable, you know, it's made me feel comfortable to be the same. I guess that you get a lot out of that. So
yeah.
I don't regret any of that, Jimmy. And you know, I was myself filming that show the whole time. So it is what it is, really.
Yeah.
Now you're in the reality TV game. What's next? Are we seeing you in the jungle? Are we seeing you on the dance floor? Are you going to have a mask on singing?
Yeah, look, probably not. I think I've done my dash. You know, just go out with the crown and just say see you later to reality TV, I think.
It's not a bad one, Celebrity Apprentice, I reckon, just from watching bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Like, there's not too much manufactured drama or anything like that. It came across pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, no, well, that's the thing. Like, I was always going to be myself. I promised myself that I was never going to buy into any drama and stuff. And it's testing, man, because there's people who go on there legitimately to try and be famous and, you know, try and cause a stir to get traction on their social media or whatever. I was there for, like, charity, and I was there to make as much money for charity as possible. And, you know, that's why I said yes to that show. But, yeah, you probably won't find me saying yes to many others, let me be fair.
I'm going to go a little off topic here. But we've got a World Cup coming up at the end of the year. That New Zealand squad that they put together for the game against Tonga, they're a red hot shot of winning the World Cup, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's you know, it's a big call, but I think it's probably the best New Zealand squad I think we've put together. And looking at the World Cup this year, I reckon it's probably the best 30-man squad we're going to field possibly of all time. You know, which is nice. You know, I think our spine, we got Jerome Hughes, Dylan Brown, the Cheese, Brandon Smith, and also Joseph Manu played at fullback and was unbelievable. You know,
yeah.
I think that's possibly the best spine New Zealand's ever named as a group and a collective. So that helps winning games. But as you boys know, Australia, England, Tonga, they're going to be tough to beat. And when you get to a World Cup in the UK, like playing England in the UK is a different beast. It's loud. You can't hear anything. The fans are all over you. Like, it's just completely different. So yeah, it's nice to have a strong team, but you still got to go there and you got to go and win it. You know, you can't just expect, oh, we got a nice team, we're going to get there and it's going to be easy. It's going to be a tough World Cup, you know. And if the boys go into it looking that way, training hard, preparing like it is going to be tough, then they'll go a long way towards winning. But there's a lot of teams they have to beat first.
That's a big statement from a 2008 World Cup winner with the Kiwis, Benji Marshall. So the other thing about it is, Benj, to think about it, at the back end of last year, you were playing in a grand final, and the obvious extension to that would have been being part of Michael Maguire's squad for the Rugby League World Cup. Do you feel like that's the one that got away?
Oh, well, look, I did have it in my sights at the end of last year until it got postponed.
Yeah.
It was something that I was sort of maybe looking at retiring on, you know, like I retired on the grand final. That was pretty good. But I mean, it would have been nice to represent New Zealand one last time and have a crack at a World Cup. I've only played in one World Cup. That was 2008. And, that's the only one I've been able to win. So, yeah, that would have been nice to me. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I finished on my terms. I'm pretty happy with that. I'll still support the Kiwis to the death. I'm actually going to be over there for the World Cup. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, this is a big game this weekend too. It's an amazing one. You'll be able to give us some insight. So it's exciting for the Warriors to go back and play their first home game in 1,038 days. It's not so exciting to be the West Tigers to go over there and have to play them, Benj.
Yeah, well, yes and no. I mean, like, you're going back to a team that's probably going to find a lot of emotion and a lot of reason to play. But the thing with, like, emotion, and I've always said it, like, emotion lasts 15 minutes at the start of the game, and then If you can weather the storm at the start, and this is for the Tigers, if they weather that storm that the Warriors come out flying and they defend everything, they just apply pressure, when that emotion goes out the window, you fall back to habits that you've had. And unfortunately for the Warriors and the Tigers, they both haven't been playing as well as they want to be. So if you weather that storm at the start and you can keep the crowd out of it, goes a long way towards winning. But yeah, it's going to be a tough game against the Warriors. But I think the Tigers can win this week.
Yeah. Have you been? Oh, I'm sorry, we ran out of time. I wanted to ask you anyway. Hey, mate, great to have you on, Benj. Fantastic with Celebrity Apprentice, and keep going with that show of yours. It's great.
Nah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Benji Marshall there for the rest of the season. Catch Benji's on Monday night, every episode of the show, available on KO Freebies. We've got the news now. After that, we're back with Missiles Message Bank and then Michelle Bishop. So stick around.